Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Tom Davis. It is 9:30 on the nose, and it's time now to kind of get acquainted with some master thespians here today. We're going to have a little bit of fun. It's the Hound of the Baskervilles, a howling good time at Theater Bartlesville. We have Tim Parker and Harley Turner in studio with us. Tim, you're doing a few things. You're both an actor and a director. That's kind of a job.
Yes, it's quite an undertaking. It's my first time directing. I've acted before, but it's been a real learning experience for me.
Oh, that director, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Wait a minute, I'm the director. You know how that goes with actors and things, you know. Yes. But actually, to get both sides of the coin, this has to be a real true experience for you.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know what to say about it, honestly. It's
a little overwhelming?
It is overwhelming. It is very overwhelming. There's a lot of work to be done. I originally was going to go into this, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to act in it. I'm going to direct it. It'll be fine. I can handle this. And then I started getting into the directing aspect of it, and I was like, this is a heck of a lot of work.
It is.
It ended up in auditions that I just didn't have anyone to play Watson, so I had to step up to play the role.
Gotcha.
And so now I've got to learn all the lines. I've got to direct at the same time, and it's a real challenge.
Well, you know, it seems like you probably got some good teammates around you,
a great casting,
and everybody around you that's pretty supportive. And Harley Turner is one of them. Harley, you're not doing just one part. You're not just doing two. Three? How you doing that?
It's really more like six, if I'm being honest.
Six?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a couple of the Baskervilles, as well as Mortimer, who sets the plot in motion, mm-hmm. and two yokels, as well as a cabbie, all with differing voices and accents. It's pretty crazy.
You know, if you get on one of those Broadway touring packages, you'll do a lot of that.
Don't you? Yeah. I've actually helped out with a few of the Broadway shows here in Bartlesville as a backstage crew member.
And so you've seen them just change character just like that. Nobody even knows the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to watch.
Oh, it is. This is great training for anybody who is going to be making this for dollars. But we do this for the art here at the Theater Bartlesville, right?
Oh, yeah. It's all about, just doing it for the love of
theater.
Theater, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what have you been in before, Tim?
Well, I started out at the Spotlight Theater in The Drunkard. I played Willie Hammond, and then eventually I worked up to playing Sample Switchell. And then director Joe Sears got me into a couple of the plays in Dewey at the Heritage Theater there. Mm-hmm. And I played Joe Bob Lipsey and Star Birdfeather in Red, White, and Tuna, and Joe Bob Lipsey and Vera Karp in Tuna Does Vegas.
So a little theme there. I like that. And Harley, what have you been involved with up to this point?
A lot of my previous acting was actually with Children's Musical Theater a good while back, around 2004 when I was here. I did a few plays around high school, but I really haven't been in the game until recently when I was also cast in The Drunkard as Frank by director Joe Sears.
So you've had a little bit of fun, a little bit of time off, and now you're back on the boards and having some fun.
Yeah. Happy to be back on stage, honestly. I feel like it's where I belong most.
You know, there are a lot of performers who feel most at home when that light's on, the audience is there, and it's ready to engage time. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I really love the Theater Bartlesville because it is an intimate setting. And I've seen a production or two there. And the audience feels like they're really drawn into it. And they're almost like, you know, a part of it. Although they're just vicariously participating because they're viewers. But you're just so close. I mean, this is a different level of theater.
Oh, yeah. At Theater Bartlesville, you're basically on stage with the actors, you know. there's going to be a little bit of audience participation in the show. And I'm no stranger to audience participation shows as far mm-hmm. as that goes, because in the Spotlight we do a lot of that at the Drunkard, and I was also on cast at the Renaissance Festival down in Muskogee, so that's all audience participation. Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone talks about that, the wall, you know, you've mm-hmm. got that little barrier and what have you here. How do you like being so close to the audience here at our theater?
It's a fascinating experience, and really the hardest part about it is to work around the support beam that's in the theater,
oh, yeah.
that pole right in front of the mm-hmm, stage. Mm-hmm. A lot of different directors have to find a way to incorporate it into the show, but that makes it even more personal for the audience because the way they see it, it's kind of a barrier, but if we incorporate it into the show, then it becomes just a part of it as well.
Well, I've seen that worked out because that was the first thing I noticed. I'm like, what's that doing in the middle of my... And by the time the performance was over, I didn't even notice it was there. Mm-hmm. And that tells you the quality of putting it all together from, you know, directing, acting, producing, and making it all happen. Mm-hmm. So what are what's the run for Hound of Baskervilles there at the Theater Bartlesville?
Opening night is next Thursday, the 14th, and it goes through Sunday, the 17th. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows are 7 o'clock, and Sunday's a matinee at 2.
Very good. So bring us up to speed here. Just give us a brief synopsis. We don't want to give it all away, but I understand you just might find yourself laughing a little bit out loud on this.
Yes, absolutely. See, it's not a traditional retelling of The Hound of the Baskervilles. It's actually a comedy adaptation, and it's more of a spoof of The Hound of the Baskervilles. Where we don't really take ourselves too seriously.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So we are going to have a good time. And, you know, if you find yourself laughing, go ahead and laugh out loud. You're supposed to.
Absolutely.
And what are the ticket costs to get in?
I believe it's $20 a person.
That's not bad. That's darn reasonable for what you're getting. Right. And you're getting top quality there, too. Guys, I told you this in the green room. More like a beige room, before we got in here, that I always ask actors this question. I'm going to start with Harley. How'd you catch the acting bug?
For me, it was all the way back in third grade. I was in honor choir ever since elementary school, and my honor choir teacher cast me as the lead in Treasure Island.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bit of a musical. And in third grade, that's a lot for a kid to memorize. I had a bunch of lines and a few musical numbers, and something about it just caught me. I couldn't stop myself, and going through elementary, middle school, I was in practically every show I could get my hands on.
And it just keeps going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
You said you took a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Did you find that almost like a jonesing experience? I gotta do this, I gotta get back to
Yeah. High school was a bunch of interesting years. I mean, it always is, but the fact that I didn't have that outlet, I was much different from what I am today.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad that you're back on stage and having fun and, shall we say, in your own element.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very Absolutely much. Love being back on stage.
Very at home. I want to ask you, Tim, the same question. How did you come to be as far as an actor and director and such?
Well, as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to be an entertainer. I just never knew what form that would take until a sort of serendipitous chain of events occurred about 7 years ago. I got married, and my wife's favorite holiday is Halloween, so we got married on Halloween. We dressed up for it, and I dressed up as the 10th Doctor from Doctor Who, and that led me to cosplaying as the Doctor at events in the area in character, and then I met some people at one event, and on Facebook I reached out to be like, I want to do something with my voice acting talents, and they're like, you should go audition at the Drunkard. So I went down there, got the part as Willie Hammond, and it just sort of took off from there.
Man, alive. So it started out with, hey, this is kind of fun, and then all of a sudden it steamrolls into, hey, this is what we're doing.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
Now, what got you interested in taking that leap to the director side of it all?
Well, Again, that was something I had never really considered. Like, stage acting wasn't something I considered until someone had suggested it. And I went and I did it, and then I loved it. And then that got me in to the shows with Joe Sears and Dana Gore. Dana was on the cast in the Tuna plays, and she's on the board at Theater Bartlesville. And that just got me into this. She was like, you want to guest direct? And I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. And, of course, it's coming up this Thursday, correct?
Yes.
And it only has the one weekend run?
Yes.
Okay. So if you miss it, you miss it. So, folks, you might want to just make sure you secure your tickets. Can you get them online, or do you just how do we go about getting our tickets?
Absolutely. You can go online, theaterbartlesville.com, mm-hmm. and the box office is open most days mm-hmm. During the week. Should be open later today, right?
Yeah.
And they have a real box office. You walk right there on Dewey, South Dewey, and you go, by golly, there's a box office.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Take care of it right there. So I, you know, like I said, it's a charming building. If you've never been inside, it's a little bit different, but that's okay because no two theaters are the same. I've played in a lot of venues, and none of them have been quite the same. And ours has its own unique charm. It has its own unique presence. But I got to tell you, I really love the closeness there, the intimacy there with the story that you're seeing. You're right on top of it, and they're pretty much right there on your lap almost.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so once again, it starts Thursday, runs through this weekend, and it's called The Hound of the Baskervilles. And it is, and I wanted to let you know, it is a spoof. It's a spoof, so you can laugh. You can laugh. Harley, I want to go back to you because you're playing anywhere from 3 to 6 parts in here. How do you keep that stuff straight? Without, you know, like having split personalities and stuff like and developing, you know, couch time with the therapist. How do you
well,
do that?
Well, I mean, you're assuming that I don't? Hey, well, hey, yeah. Hey. really, it all comes down to I memorize the scene by scene, and I know exactly what's coming up, and the character just kind of automatically switches in my head. It's nothing I really think about anymore. The voice just comes naturally, and I'm them. And then mm-hmm. as soon as the scene's over, I'm out of it.
Well, yeah, that's what the training of an actor is that you, when you play a role, you assume the role. You become that person for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier, you know. It's easier than you think. But it takes a lot of training to get there mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't want to break down that wall to do that.
Yeah, that's so, true. So just there. Becoming a different person is such a foreign concept to some people, but mm-hmm. it's really fascinating because it gives you an opportunity to think in a different mindset than you normally would. It kind of expands your horizons a bit.
It does. It does. You get to see the whole world from different points of view after you played a few characters. Now, with you being both on stage, Tim, and also the director. In football, there's the thing they call the audible. If something has to change or something like that, you've got that all worked out as an actor in case of emergency, break glass, you know?
Well, we're kind of working without a net here.
But that's cool. Now I really want to see it here. Because yeah. I really don't know what's going to happen.
Because if something does go wrong, we can't.
Oh, it'll go right. Trust me, it'll go right.
We can't let the audience see that it's mm-hmm. gone wrong. We just have to roll with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just going to be a part of the show at that point.
Oh, right. Well, that's wonderful because, you know, that's really a good test of actors and actresses because there's always that unknown. I mean, you never know what is going to go just absolutely wonderful beyond your wildest imagination and what could be a challenge that could be turned into, you know, a bright spot. And right. that's kind of the magic of theater is it's live.
Yeah, that's something I learned at the Castle of Muskogee. If you're going to lose, lose big.
Well, you're not going to lose. I mean, I wasn't even trying to set the table that way. You're not going to lose, but, you know, there are going to be some different things, you know, because every performance is different. I've never seen a performance just go blah, 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 like it's coming off a copy machine. Each performance has its own breath, its own life, its own thing.
Yeah, that's a part of the magic of live theater is it's always a different performance every time. So even if you saw the show last night, come again the next night, you know, it'll be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may catch some laughs you didn't the time before. You may catch a gaffe that you didn't see before.
we're going to see nothing but quality in that is for sure. And that's what the Theater Bartlesville is known for. It's a lot of spontaneity, a lot of great shows. And really, when the shows are selected, I don't know what the process is, but it seems like you've been dealt some pretty good hands over the years.
Oh, yeah. They actually asked me to make a short list of shows that I would want to do.
Uh-huh.
And my first choice was actually Clue, but they're doing a national tour, so that was off the table.
That's off.
Fortunately, a friend of mine had suggested this show that they had seen done in Arkansas, and I read the script, and I just fell in love with it.
Very good. Now, one last thing here. If there was a performance that you could do, a character that you could play, what would it be, other than what you're doing right now?
For me, it would probably have to be one of my idols, and that would be Robin Williams.
Okay.
I would call that a character strictly because of the type of person he was.
Oh, yeah. He was a walking, talking character.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would really like to do the producers. I'd like to be Leo Bloom.
Good call. Yeah. Good call. And again, the show starts Thursday?
Yes. Next Thursday, the 14th through the 17th.
And that'll be at Theater Bartlesville. Tickets $20, and they're available at the box office. Hound of the Baskervilles. Tim Parker, Harley Turner. Guys, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, take care. And you've been listening to our one-on-one with the pros. Actually, it's two-on-one. Two pros and then me. All right, we've got more on the way. Stay tuned for Brew and Buzz right here on K1.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.